listeners only meeting on the Doug and Wolf Show.
Here we go.
602-260-9870.
Quit it now. One more time. Go win it now.
602-260-9870. The facts are the city owns the building. The Suns don't have to pay a dime. And the Suns are willing to offer $80 million. However, you've got some leverage here in this thing. Because there's a very good argument to be made. Sarver can't go anywhere because the NBA won't let him. And Sarver's getting off cheaper at $80 million than the relocation fee would be to go somewhere else. But you're the landlord. You own the building. How would you feel if your landlord played hardball with you? What are you going to do? That's where we are. Your turn. 602-260-9870. Let's start with Nick. Nick and Chandler, thanks for listening to Doug and Wolf, Nick. Okay, you're in front of the Phoenix City Council, and it's your turn at the mic, Nick. What do you want them to know about the future of the Suns Talking Stick Resort Arena and the downtown?
Well, first of all, how long is Sarver going to be happy with renovations instead of something new? To me, this is just a patch to get things moving while he starts looking for somewhere else.
Nick, could I just say 2037 is what Jason Rowley said, right? 2037.
The official, it's in the contract. So I can answer your question, Nick, and it's a fair question.
Yeah.
But the official contract would be through 2037.
Okay.
So it's about 15 years, roughly, because when the renovations would be complete,
yeah,
things like that. So
right,
you would be extending the lease for another 15 years, which again, and I think this is really important to know, this is the Suns and the city in negotiations, because the city knows in a year, according to the agreed contract, this is not the Suns playing hardball. According to the agreed contract, they are within a window of when the Suns could say the arena is now obsolete. And an independent arbitrator would have to come in and decide that.
Yeah.
And even though that's a vague phrase, I can tell you what, when you use compare it to every other NBA arena, it would be ruled obsolete.
Yeah.
And if you compare it to what events could still be held there, it would be low-tech type of events, not up-and-coming big events. So it would win. The order would be, yes, this is an obsolete arena, and that would free the Suns to go anywhere, to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So that's the answer. It's there's an official number, and that number is 2037. Brady, good morning. You're on Doug and Wolf. The city council is listening to you, Brady. What do you want them to know?
Priority number one for Phoenix and the state of Arizona and our sports fan environment is that the Phoenix Suns stay the Phoenix Suns and that we have a professional NBA team downtown. You own the building. The building is X amount of years old. Get it repaired. We all hate Robert Sarver, and we all hope that there is a resolution to that problem, but your responsibility isn't to Robert Sarver. Your responsibility is to the city of Phoenix and the arena, and get the deal done, and we'll worry about the other issues with the team down the road. We want them to be great. We want him to turn around and get out of the way and hire the right people. We want these young guys to develop. But, man, if we lose the Suns, you're going to be losing a piece of me. I'm from Arizona. This is my home, and I do not want to lose him. It will not be a good
Brady.
Thing for our town.
Is it Brady?
Yeah, I'm Brady.
Brady. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done, buddy.
Well
said by you.
I really like the opinion, because for me, of course there's an emotional tie-in, but I'm trying to remove emotion and look at it as logically as I can. And if you think about it, Brady's opinion is totally based on something that we don't hear a lot from politicians. He's just going by right and wrong. I mean, some people will say, wait, you're allowed to your opinion and you can negotiate. Everything's negotiable. And everything is based on leverage. But there is just one simple thing. You own the building. You're the landlord. You've got to do it anyway. And the Suns are offering to chip in.
And that is the reason why I said to Brady, well done.
Let's go to James. James, good morning. You're on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. What do you want the Phoenix City Council to know, James?
Well, I have a little different opinion.
Okay.
I want them to renovate the building because they own it and it does make money downtown.
Yeah.
I also want them to invite Sarver to take the team somewhere else.
Wow.
James, I don't think...
There's only 43 days. Those dates will be filled with something else, especially once it's renovated. The NBA will allow another team to come back here later. I've been a fan for 40-plus years. I'm tired of perennial losers. And Sarver was voted the worst owner in the NBA.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, and let me jump in, James, because when you say he's been voted, I disagree with the fact that he's saying the worst owner in the NBA, because I would not trade for James Dolan, or the owner of the Knicks. No way.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's the worst owner in the NBA. But when you remember what happened with the Browns, I think this is a really good, because it sounds convenient. Doesn't it sound nice to say, fine, Robert, go, and the Suns leave, and you come to an agreement that we do renovate an arena or even build a new one, and then we go to the NBA, and they promise us an expansion team in 3 years, okay? That's what Cleveland did.
Yeah.
And great job to their credit, but guess what? They've got an owner that I don't think is a very good owner, and they've got a bad product on the field, and they have for a long time. Maybe it's changing now, but look at how bad the new Browns have been. So it's easy to say, hey, let's get rid of Sarver and bring in a new NBA team. And if you could guarantee success with that, okay, yeah, I'll listen. But it doesn't quite work. And Seattle had the exact same idea. And guess what happened? Their team left, went to Oklahoma City. They haven't had a team in 10 years. And what's the city done? They've paid to renovate the arena to bring in a new NBA team at some point. They kind of ended up at the same spot. Is that where we would be?
There are no guarantees.
You know what? This is interesting. How about somebody else? So you had Wolf's opinion. You had my opinion. Earlier in the morning, you had Paul's opinion. There was your opinion as a listener to the Doug and Wolf show and a resident of Maricopa County. How about Jude LaCava? A guy that's tied into everything.
Love Jude.
Fox 10's Jude LaCava is going to call in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line next on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Jude freaking LaCava. That's great.
Jude.
Fox 10, sports guru. I don't know what your official title is, Jude, but we'll just call you Star
sports
of Maricopa
dude.
County. Has called in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. More importantly, how's the family? How's life, Jude?
Life is going well, man, although it's been a bit of a down cycle for our sports teams. But certainly the last day or so, it's been very intriguing, and sports is news in a big way.
I'm going to just throw this out, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot, so I owe you a beer for it, but I'll ask
no
you.
No problem.
I'll ask you anyway. Arizona Republic first to report that Robert Sarver, as it relates to the vote, told the city council or members of the council, hey, you know, I've got options. I can go to Seattle. I can go to Vegas if this doesn't get done. Jason Raleigh, and I keep stressing this because I'm impressed with the man, former Marine, went on Burns and Gambo yesterday and said, we have never made that kind of declaration. Now, he did qualify and say out in the public, I don't think that was a political lawyer type move, but he did say that. But I look at these two stories and I say, okay, what's going on here? What do you believe? Do you think Robert Sarver threatened to move?
Yes, I do. And I know I've been told by a couple of sources. You know, the interesting part of this, Doug and Wolf, is this, is that over the last couple of years, we know that whether it be Chase Field, whether it be the Coyotes' quest for a new home or the Suns' renovation project or quest for a new home, I've had numerous conversations with political figures, with attorneys, and through these discussions that have gone on really for the last year or two, there has been threats of, if I don't get this, there are other options. Absolutely, positively. And we've reported that at times in our coverage as well. So this is legit. And I think when I look back to what Jason said, and I know he certainly is paid as president of the Suns to get out there and try to put out the fire. He did say, even in his discussion yesterday outside Phoenix City Council, he said, look, the option at the very end of his conversation is still there. In other words, we are going to try. Our first priority is downtown Phoenix. Our first priority is renovation here. But he did quote saying, look, we know what's going on in Seattle with the makeover of Key Arena and hockey coming to Seattle. We know that and I'm quoting now, Las Vegas is out to get a Major League Baseball team, mm-hmm. and they would love an NBA team. So those, and then he kind of hinted those options are still out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at that context, this is very much in play.
Well, he did, though, Jude. He did, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I thought he categorically denied the fact that the threat was ever made.
Well, look, he's paid to shield his owner. And, I'm just telling you that I've been told on numerous occasions that if Robert Sarver does not get what he wants, those options are available.
See, this is the one
that,
thing
that
also,
I'm telling you as a reporter that's yeah. been covering these arena and stadium issues.
It's the one thing you never do.
Been told to me.
Why play that card now, Jude? Why would you play that card now? Because it's just it everything that makes so much sense, everything that is so logical. The city of Phoenix owns the arena, right? I mean, to make renovations on a building that's as old as it is right now, everyone knows and understands that. If you own a home at all, you know that you have to make renovations. You have to repair things. You have to bring it up to speed. You have to do it. The contract says they don't have to, and when I say they, I'm talking about the Suns, don't have to pay anything.
That's right.
For the renovations. Mm-hmm. So why would you bring out the threat to move after there's so much logic that's behind this story? It wipes all of that logic out, and now everyone gets emotional. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense.
Well, I think you just said it right there, Ron. It's an emotional reaction. I want this. I deserve this. It's written in the lease, by the way. You're absolutely correct that there is an obligation if that arena is determined obsolete, that the city of Phoenix is on the hook for renovation. That's absolutely 100% correct. So it was an emotional reaction to the disappointment, I believe, of what played out in the delay of the vote, which will now be pushed to January 23rd. And, you know, there's a certain sense of, look, it's written in the lease. The legal part of this is what it is. Now, having said all that, let's try to find a solution. And this is where I think there's an easy answer, although there's no obligation for this answer. Robert Sarver can say, look, it's written in here. This is how this lease was set up back in 92, 93 when America West Arena opened up. Mm-hmm. If he were to say, look, and really look in the mirror and say, my image in this town is not very good, obviously. My product over the last 9 years is horrible, obviously. But I'm going to ask one basic question. What's best for the city of Phoenix? What's best for downtown Phoenix?
Yeah.
And what's best is this. There is a solution here where he actually could look good. And that is, if it works at Staples Center with the Kings, the Clippers, and the Lakers, why can't we have multi-purpose for the Coyotes and the Suns and a fair and reasonable lease, which, by the way, would add over 40-some more dates to downtown, more economic revenue generated. And we look at multi-purpose. And now we hold a press conference and say the Suns are going to put in significant money. The Coyotes are going to put in significant money. And the city of Phoenix is going to put in a small percentage of the money. I think that's much more amenable to the taxpayer of the city of Phoenix. And it's working together to do the right thing. That's what I would love to see happen in this whole dilemma.
This is Fox 10's Jude LaCava joining Doug and Wolf. I actually agree with you, but let me play devil's advocate for the point of bringing up a different point of view. I would love to see that, but as bad as the Suns have been, one thing they're good at is running an arena. And where a lot of teams make their money, I think the Kings actually own Staples Center of all things, but they have a great deal for the Lakers to be able to generate revenue, things like that. But if I'm the Suns, I'm saying, okay, I'll play your little game, but A, we're running the arena because we're good at it, and B, when are the Coyotes? I mean, the Coyotes, when do they spend money? I mean, do we all we hear is about instability with the Coyotes ownership. If I'm the Suns, do I really believe the Coyotes are going to come to the table? I kind of feel like that bridge has probably already been talked about, and the Coyotes didn't do a lot. Like, did the Coyotes really come in with a big check and say, hey, we're in, here we go? I don't know if they did.
I think at the very least, Doug, you have to give them that opportunity. And
okay.
I think the other thing, let's not revisit what happened many years ago. It may have been before you arrived. There was a falling out between then Jerry Colangelo and then owner of the Coyotes, Richard Burke, over how that arena was going to play out with signage, marketing, mm-hmm. and suites. That goes back really to the mid to late 90s that forced the Coyotes to move.
Mm-hmm.
The question would be, is there enough political leadership downtown in Phoenix to say, let's do the right thing for the city first? Mm-hmm. And sure. let's understand, if you can add 40-some more dates with a hockey team, look what that does for downtown.
Yeah,
look what that does
like
for
that.
What's been a revitalized downtown because of what Jerry saw many years ago, America West Arena,
it's so interesting.
And Bank One Ballpark.
You mm-hmm. bring up Jerry right there because I have to ask you this before, and we're up against it right now, Jude. But the Board of Governors in the NBA, do you think they'd ever allow Robert Sarver to pick the team up and move it?
No, absolutely not. There's too much history here over 50 years. There's a great tradition. This was one of the most respected, well-run franchises in the history of the NBA. So I don't see that happening. That's why this threat really doesn't hold a lot of water, Ron and Doug, because if you get right down to it, there's too many hurdles. Adam Silver is never going to leave this market. He will not allow that to happen. And I'm kind of curious just to see
yeah.
what statement he might put out
Correct.
In terms of saying, look, we don't even want to threaten this. That's not our style. Let's figure this thing out.
Yeah, it's good. I'm with you.
It's good to talk to you. Jude. I'll buy you a beer when you're old enough, Jude. Thanks.
Yeah, really. I get carded still.
Love you, brother.
Talk Jude right, LaCava of Fox 10. Just a Maricopa County sports insider this calling
icon.
In on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. You can go to CoulterNissan.com, CoulterTempe.com, or CoulterOnCamelback.com for your next new or pre-owned car. I want to talk Josh Rosen next, but there was something that happened at the end there that I so vehemently disagree with.
Okay.
And it's becoming a pervasive thought pattern, and I think I can squash it. I will next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Couple and interesting different opinions today. And if you ever missed one, like Brian Russillo of the Russillo Show podcast, or Jude LaCava of Fox 10.
Jude.
All you have to do is subscribe to the Doug and Wolf podcast on your iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. And you'll always get it right on your phone. Find what you want easily, whether it be listened to a whole hour, the whole show, or just one conversation. This week it's brought to you by Kinetico. There is one prevailing opinion that's really starting to grab hold with this arena issue. And I, on the one hand, I want to explain just how wrong, and even though this is my opinion, I think it's factually based, how wrong you are on position A, but you would end up being right on the back door. And here's what I mean.
No.
So many people from tweets, Jude LaCava kind of said it, you asked it, a lot
Judy.
Of people are saying, would the NBA Board of Governors allow the Suns to leave?
Yeah.
And so many people are arguing the answer is no,
yeah.
because Robert Sarver is unliked, because the Phoenix market has a strong support of the NBA over the years, blah, 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 blah. I got to tell you as nicely as I can, all of you are wrong. You're not even remotely right on that.
Why is that, Doug Lace?
There's one thing, two words, relocation fee. Okay?
Okay.
There's one thing about billionaires. They enjoy being billionaires.
Sure.
And they like making more money.
Okay.
So you're telling me because an owner doesn't like Robert Sarver, they're going to say no thank you to $100 million, $150, $200 million, whatever you want to attach the location fee to be, they're going to say, okay.
So what is the Board of Governors? What are they?
They're billionaires
entity.
Who want money.
Okay, they're an entity, okay, but an entity that most people believe, at least I've been told mm-hmm. this, right? And Jude is one of the advisors on this, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen. But I've been told would never agree to that,
yeah.
knowing that it's crazy to do it.
Here's the thing. They would 100% agree if, and here's where you end up being right on the back door, they would charge Robert almost a Sarver tax.
Yes.
They would say, you know, they wouldn't say, no, you can't go to Seattle. But the relocation fee would be so obnoxious, I don't think in a million years Sarver would pay it. So you could argue it's a little bit of semantics, but I don't like when people say the Board of Governors would never let it happen. Yes, they would, because they want to make money.
Okay.
But they would charge Robert so much money, I don't think he would ever do it.
I'm just saying at some point in time, you get to a point of diminishing returns, do you not? At some point in time, Adam Silver right now has got to worry about the brand of the NBA.
Yes.
No, they don't. The last thing the Board of Governors want is a rogue owner. That's the last thing you want going on. So I really wonder. I can't wait to hear what Adam Silver has to say about all of this at some point in time. And that statement is coming at some
point. You think? I'm wondering if he stays quiet on this one. I don't know the answer to that one at all. I have no idea. We're teaming up with Bud Light to give you the chance to win the Bud Light best seats for the Cardinals-Rams game on December 23rd. You'll get on-field access, complimentary Bud Light, and of course, the best seats in the house. Just text Dilly to 620-620 for your chance to be a winner. All right, Josh, you're on the clock against this Atlanta defense, and something's got to happen here because we need to solve these issues. And there's one issue for Josh Rosen that might be something he hasn't had to deal with.
I think David would be fine. We just wanted to give him an extra day to let it just rest a little bit.
We have all had a major problem all year this year of the use of David Johnson, and now he did not practice yesterday.
Yeah, his quad.
And then, so of course, when you miss one practice, everybody assumes, oh, are you going to be there? So there's the coach saying, no, he should be ready. He should be ready against the Atlanta Falcons. But Josh Rosen, I want you to have David Johnson. I want to see him being used by Byron Leftwich in ways that Bruce Arians used to. But I got to say, Josh, We got to fix this issue of your accuracy, or we got to know more of why is it going on, what's happening, because you didn't show it in college, so we know you can do it. So what's happening? Is it poor routes? Is it protection issues? Is it you don't trust what you see, and therefore it's affecting your confidence to throw it correctly?
Yeah.
What is it? And I'm worried that with all of the injuries and the O-line and everything, it won't get fixed in 2018, which doesn't bode well for 2019.
Please don't say that. Yeah, honestly, who knows what's going to happen right now? I really don't. But based on Eanes, I said this before, I'll continue to say it, that my evaluation of Josh Rosen as a potential franchise quarterback in terms of how he was developing as a quarterback, it really ended last week with the announcement of Mike Iupati going on IR and Christian Kirk going on IR as well. And it was only because of the protection or lack thereof that I think he's actually endured since. And, of course, the receivers that he's had the option to throw to. Now, I'm not attacking any of these guys. Trent Sherfield trying to make his way, right? J.J. Nelson. J.J. Nelson actually played an excellent game the last time he was out there, right? He actually caught the ball and ran some routes. I'm not attacking these guys. Ricky Seals-Jones, I'm not doing it at all by any stretch of the imagination. These guys are trying to make their way, and that was me for 10 years in the National Football League. But I can tell you right now, offensively, we weren't going to move the ball and score a lot of points if I was out there playing a lot. I'm just telling you, that was not going to be the case. Because of the rash of injuries and the inexperience around Josh Rosen, it's very, very difficult to evaluate him in terms of saying, is he developing as a franchise quarterback? It's very, very difficult. Now, I'm going to continue to play him, of course, because he can still learn as a quarterback. He can still go through the process, but I'm going to put him in a balanced offense. I'm going to make decisions that will help protect Josh Rosen and not throw him to the wolves,
Steve Wilkes was actually asked, Wolf, kind of along those lines, how much have the different offensive line combinations hurt Josh Rosen?
I don't want to say it hurt him. You know, is there inconsistency there? Yes. But Josh, as he and I spoke the other day, he just got to do a much better job of really keeping his eyes down the field. Don't worry about the rush. Because when he does that, he's pretty effective. And we've seen that over the last couple of weeks.
Can I translate that?
Yeah, okay.
That is, yes, it's hurt him, and I'm not going to give him that excuse publicly.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah, it's probably a wise thing to do.
That's what I hear, because there's no way that doesn't have an effect. The WWE is taking over Phoenix January 26th through the 29th as Royal Rumble, SmackDown, Monday Night Raw, and NXT TakeOver come to Chase Field and Talking Stick Resort Arena. Visit the rewards page at arizonasports.com for complete details and your chance to win tickets. Coming up next, who's going to vote for Paul's call? On 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Paul's Call is presented by Brooklyn Bedding. Order your mattress by three. Get it delivered today free.
Hey, it's your call, man.
No. It's your call.
No, it's your call.
No, it's your call.
Hey, nitwits. It's Paul's Call.
Oh, pick us, arms in the air. We've got the answer.
And my answer is shut up.
Calvisi Consulting has the solution to funding a Suns arena.
Boom, boom, boom.
Just do what California is about to do.
Every time you hit send, that text message could be taxed.
No!
What?
What you talking about, Willits?
A tax on texts.
California's Public Utilities Commission is set to vote next month on a proposal to tax text messages.
Hey, Jack, you text, you get taxed.
This is the Grinch that is stealing Christmas by stealing the text for taxes on your phones.
How it would work isn't totally clear.
Not totally clear how it would work. How much?
It's unclear how much users would have to pay for every text message they send. The wireless industry is fighting the plan.
Oh, I bet they are.
No, though. No, Wolf. No. Think big. Do not fight it.
I will rain down upon you.
No,
I will massacre you.
No, don't put up a fight.
And don't have me come down here for you either. Okay?
No. Approve the text tax, and we're going to fund this country off the backs of teenagers.
Totally.
We're going to tax the teenagers and all the millennials, and that Suns Arena will be Taj Mahal.
Well, how about that, sports fan?
No doubt.
They have no money, Paul, the teenagers.
I mean, you know, they'll find a way.
They're not working, Paul.
I mean, does Paulie Roundball have to solve everything around here?
This guy's unbelievable.
I tell you what, though. Ain't nobody taxing. The sawed-off shotgun of sports! Sports takes and the Bears in the Super Bowl?
The Bears.
The Bears.
Lewis Riddick?
I'm going to ride with the Bears this year.
Whoa.
I'm going to ride with them all the way going to the Super Bowl.
You're telling me to buy a ticket for Atlanta right now.
I'm going to ride with them all the way.
Okay. If I'm right, no, take his car keys. I'm not riding with Lewis Riddick right now.
I want to party with you.
That's good there.
It's either that or Lewis Riddick got the hot take alert from his bosses or something.
Record scratch.
Spit take. Astonished look.
Say something sensational. Make headlines.
Lewd, lascivious, salacious, outrageous.
Are we in a sweeps month?
Circus.
I mean,
supposedly not.
I mean, were the Bears ram tough, Doug?
Absolutely.
I mean, they didn't just beat LA 15-6. They beat them down. They had three sacks. They had four picks. Todd Gurley just 28 yards rushing.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
No, we don't really think they're going to the Super Bowl, Lewis Riddick.
They may have to travel. They may have to play a game on the road in order to get there. And as long as Mitch doesn't have that kind of clunker of a performance, all things being equal, they'll make it there.
Oh, yeah, there's the small matter of their quarterback, Mitchell Tupicki, as we've nicknamed him.
Not good.
I mean, you're not going to just look past Mitchell Tupicki as the Bears' quarterback.
What do you care?
I mean, you're telling me the Bears' defense is like that Ravens' D, and Mitchell Trubisky is just the next Trent Dilfer along for the ride?
Don't make it there to Atlanta. We'll be singing that damn Bear Down song in the
morning. Well, that would be great.
Okay. Bears will make it to Atlanta, says Lewis.
So I got that going for me, which is nice.
By the way, the most underrated impression by Frank Caliendo ever.
Did cut chewing gum.
That's right. Yeah.
Got a tackle. Yeah. Got a tackle.
No reason. Just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah, that was good, though, Paul.
I heard from Frank in a while.
What's a triple ding, by the way?
Ding, ding, ding.
All that no-look pass from Patrick Mahomes.
Kansas City!
Your guy, Doug. Even fellow quarterbacks like Blake Bortles.
Were you impressed by Patrick Mahomes' no-look pass?
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I mean, Bortles knows better than anyone.
Man's got to know his limitations.
You ain't pulling that off, Blake.
I feel like you've done that, though.
No.
Like, not that impressive.
Right, but it might have gone to the other team.
Gallows humor.
That's hard.
Andy Reid still talking about the no-look, gentlemen.
I mean, he's got a knack for that. He's comfortable doing it. This is the NFL, and he's doing it. So that's
just stupid good is what that is.
It's something to do it in practice, but then you start throwing it in a game, and then a game against the number one defense in the National Football League, that's a little different. You got to have tremendous confidence in what you're doing there.
I mean, Wolf, it's sort of like that open field tackle I made once upon a time I tell you about where I jack-stomped that Gunderson High School running back. Ronnie Lott!
Don't back him into a corner.
Ronnie Lott! They're still talking about the Mahomes, the no look.
He did a nice job with it. It actually froze the guy. I mean, when you really look at what effect that it have on the defense, I would have liked to have interviewed that guy right at that point, because that's a tough bind. How do you go explain that to your coach? Well, he's looking over here, but he threw it over here. They're going to think you're crazy, right?
I mean, as a DB, you are so hosed.
He beat me.
That's right.
Straight up.
Anyway,
it was so perfectly accurate. Too.
Here's where we're going with this, though. This is your holy cannoli stat. It's a bit sobering about, Mr. Mahomes.
Hey, y'all got a hell of a defense, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Y'all got a hell of a defense.
Remember Mahomes there after beating the Cardinals?
98 full body MIs on the chest, picking me up out the air.
Props to Corey Peters on that one. Well, here's the stat. QBs all time, quarterbacks all time, their win-loss record when scoring 40 points or more.
I don't care.
Tom Brady's 40-0. Peyton is 32-0. Steve Young is 19-0. Jim Kelly, 15-0. Philip Rivers, 15-0. Joe Montana, Brett Favre, 14-0.
What the hell is Brett Favre doing here?
I'm in town to play the Dolphins, you dumbass.
Also unbeaten when scoring 40 points or more. Staubach, 11-0. Elway, 9-0.
I'd like to start out with a thank you to John Elway.
That was so good.
Drew Brees, 37-1. Aaron Rodgers, 17-1. Combined, when scoring at least 40 points, all those quarterbacks, 204-2.
Pretty good.
Patrick Mahomes' record in game scoring 40-plus is 2-2. He already has as many losses as all of those other Hall of Fame quarterbacks combined.
Holy moly.
Hence, your Chiefs ain't going nowhere in the postseason there, Doug. How many times do we have to prove it to you?
Well, that was poignant.
I got it.
I just need some music to wrap things up here real quick.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No, Paul.
Sorry. I mean, the Suns, if they think they're just going to run a fast break out of town.
We are not talking to any other city. We are focusing on our deal with the city of Phoenix to stay here until 2037.
Yeah. Good news. Team President Jason Rowley, 98.7 FM. And like we said to the 5 a.m. club members over there on KTAR.
Gentlemen, good morning.
You're not just getting up and leaving.
You don't find the first door and run out of it.
Sorry, Pat Riley. Let's not forget, the NFL made the Raiders pay $350 million in relocation fees to Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Rams and Chargers relocated to L.A. You realize each one of them paid $650 million to relocate.
Great cash, homie.
Yeah. Think about what a disaster the Chargers are. They can't even get $30,000, and they paid $650 million to relocate. Hello. NHL just got $650 million in expansion fees for Seattle for hockey. You ain't just picking up and leaving. That's a hollow threat. As we said earlier with you guys, you're not going to be Nicolas Cage, and all of a sudden it's leaving Las Vegas.
We mustn't kick the bar. Right. We lean into the bar.
Suns ownership won't even come close to paying market rate for a head coach, for Pete's sake. They're not going to pay more to relocate than they paid originally to buy the franchise, $404 million. That sleeps.
Is anything else, Paul?
We got plenty more around here.
Nobody gets out of here alive.
That's right. We go Jim Morrison around here, but we're out of time, unfortunately. Luckily for the rest of you around here, we're out of time. Ball's gone.
Paul, wrap it. Thank you, Paul.
How did the show make you feel?
Woo!
Doug and Wolf's. The U. Brought to you by Carol Royce. If you want to learn how to sell your house for top dollar, go to carolhasthebuyers.com.
My big takeaway from today's show is just how fantastic Burns and Gambo were yesterday during the 100 Club Holiday Heroes event, and how badly I played golf, and yet the two people that were clients they gave me were worse than I was.
Doug, it was karma. You were rocking the dad shorts, the plaid shorts. You really had no chance. It was just based on your attire alone.
I see.
Yes.
PR matters, ladies and gentlemen. PR matters. Peace and strength.